Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
That is fertile.
The Boners
at
Awards program kicks in.
I don't know.
Souk and Rob's passion are always
Hey, will you shut up?
It's a lot of information, so.
I think it's really sexy.
Bro.
Guys, move on.
Bro.
Hey, I'm going to turn it to CNN for you. Or what would you like? Would you like Fox News? We're going to follow the Roy Moore thing in here.
If you just want me to just be a broken human being, then root for Roy Moore.
What channel's CNN on this TV?
I have no idea.
Anybody know?
Couldn't tell you.
We're on Xfinity here.
You know, I've had
somebody text.
I've had Xfinity for 2 years, and I know none of the channels because I just speak into the remote.
Channel 44.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Oh yeah, sure is.
Oh, look at that.
744. Anderson Cooper. I can't stand him. Have I told you that before?
He always looks like he smells something bad on air.
Really?
I think he is so overrated.
You got an issue with
I just don't think he's
Anderson
that
Cooper.
I don't think he's that good.
He's no Don Lemon.
Well, really, all of those guys kind of suck compared to the
Do
network.
Do you really?
Guys.
Yeah. Don Lemon's all right.
He just seems like a lovable moron to you.
I don't think he's a moron. He gets after it.
He's a moron.
He gets after it.
He's dumber than a sack of hammers.
You don't watch him enough. So Roy Moore is 51.5%. Doug Jones. Oh, wait. I thought that was the overall.
They're just doing by county.
Oh, they're doing by county. Okay. So the polls closed in Alabama at 5.
Yeah.
Our time. 5 our time, 8 out there. And it's the first time in a decade.
So they're saying right now with 70% in, Moore is at 50.3 and Jones is at 48.3, I think.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah, there it is. 50.5 to 48.1. This is the first time in decades the Democrats had a shot at a Senate seat in Alabama. That just doesn't happen.
So. I'm just saying that if Roy Moore wins, to me, the system is officially broken beyond repair.
So, no... There has not been much that has gotten you more fired up than Roy Moore.
No.
And I wonder why.
Because I want to believe...
See our president.
Well, and this is part of it. It's just that now anytime that something that you do, you can just yell fake. You can just yell fake news. And there's a huge section of our country that believes it. And
yeah, but
just,
one of their attorneys is a Jew.
It's just, it disgusts me. And... There has been things I know, and if you didn't get the joke, Roy Moore's wife stood up at a little rally for him yesterday at his Klan rally, and said that the claims of us being anti-Semitic are ridiculous. One of our best attorneys is a Jew. Yeah, she said that,
and they have black friends.
Yeah, it's all fine.
You know that he rode in on a horse to vote today, right?
Yeah, he did.
And it looked like, did you watch it? I'm sorry, Jason, I want to get your commentary here, but did you see the ride-in?
Yeah.
Where he rode in to vote on a horse?
Yeah.
Did it look to you like...
Yeah, he was going to go down.
He was struggling with that horse.
Yes. Like, he was just about ready to eat it, and it would have been the best thing ever had he fallen in, then, like, the horse broken, like, Roy Moore's leg.
Okay, anyway.
So you look at this now, and I don't want to believe that we're that divisive. I don't want to. I want to believe that even in this age of whether you like Trump or you don't, or Republican or Democrat, that there's basic some fundamental human decency in us all. Like, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. But most of my life, I have leaned more conservative than I have liberal, although a lot of social issues, I'm pretty liberal. But if this is really what that party has come to, that this is the man that they support, and that electing him is more because of the you need the votes to try to get things passed through. If that's where we're at now, I'm officially done with the whole system. Is just it's gone to hell and it needs to be reset. If that's where we're at, this is a man that has had, when he was in his 30s and 40s, went after 14, 15, 16 years old.
Indeed,
this is a man that has said on multiple occasions unbelievably anti-Semitic and racist things. When asked when the last time America was great, he said slavery. I want you to realize that a man could be elected to the U.S. Senate that when was asked about when the last time America was great, he said during slavery times. This is also a man that said that if we got rid of every amendment after the 10th Amendment, that our country would solve a lot of its problems. Do you know what came after the 10th Amendment? Abolishing slavery, giving women the right to vote. Not having to pay to vote. You can go on and on about things that this man has said.
But yet, the president doesn't...
And yet this man is on the verge of possibly being elected to the U.S. Senate.
But how is that any different than Trump getting elected? Right? Like, it's the same... Like, to see, this is funny because, to me, none of this surprises me. First of all, it's Alabama. In upset. Second... Like, the stuff shocks me is that guys whip out their weens and expect women to jump all over them. Like, that blows... It still blows me away.
Yeah.
I keep hearing about all this sexual harassment. It's just, like, how guys act. This stuff doesn't. This stuff does not surprise me one bit. It's like, what do you expect? It's like... It's Alabama, and look at our president. Look at what has happened.
Yeah.
And it's a byproduct of that.
And maybe that's what it is. I've just been pushed to the brink, and now this is the straw that's gonna break.
Yeah,
the,
Roy Moore's pushing you over the edge, pal.
It may be. And the fact that our president sat there and stumped for him and simply said that we can't afford to have him not be in it. So here's my question. At what point, what could he possibly do?
I mean, look at that. Okay, look right there. Did you see that? White voters versus black voters. Roy Moore, 70%.
Yeah.
So 70% white.
At what could he possibly do? What could he possibly say to make this not okay to vote? Not just people
Nothing.
Vote for him, but for the Republican
Nothing.
Party, who, again, I have leaned towards most of my life, for them to say, no, this man cannot represent us. That putting someone in the Senate is not as important as having some sort of moral decency.
I think if he said, I respect women, that would probably turn some
they'd
of the Alabama
get, they'd
voters
boo
on.
Him.
Boo! Yeah.
I just
boo. Can't. It's...
I think a lot of the anger might also come from the fact that he is very... He very much puts his religious feelings, his religious identity
out
there.
Oh, yeah, that's
why
I said it can
go... contradictory.
It can go on and on and on, right?
Yeah.
Like, the gays are what's bringing down our country. He also said that, in regards to, like, Vladimir Putin and the fact that it's illegal to be gay in Russia and you can take him out and beat him, and someone basically asked him whether or not that made a whole lot of sense, and he's like, yeah, maybe it does. And they said, well, maybe you're kin to Vladimir Putin. He goes, well, maybe we do have more in common than I realize. We didn't even get into the stuff about that. About the anti-homosexual stuff and basically how he thinks it's okay to put him in prison and it should be illegal. I mean, it's on and on and on. And yet we have a state in our country and a government that is backing this you-know-what clown, and that he's got a chance to win. I don't know. It just... It may officially just ruin my faith in the system. And maybe I was naive for believing it in the first place.
Well, I think a lot of people felt that... that party had undertones of this the whole all along,
yeah.
Right? And that's why they just couldn't go there. But now some people are finally getting it, that it's like, it's very real.
So this is like, I've never wanted to be that person that just says I don't care anymore, and the apathy has set in, and it's just like I refuse to follow anything. But this one has kind of made me do it. I wake up every day and I see it, and it just depresses the living you know what out of me.
Don't be depressed.
And then you throw in the you know the president, and it has. This has had. I've always been that guy that has said, no matter what happens, I'll be fine. Right? Give me the rules to live by, and I'll be
fine.
You
will.
And it doesn't
affect
me. It doesn't affect me you know, on a personal level, I'll roll with the punches, but I've never felt more beat up in my life by the system right
just
now.
Just remember this. A lot of good people out there, okay? A lot of good peeps. All right? You got to think positive, not negative.
It's harder. It's becoming harder and harder for me every single day.
Look, most of this stuff is just a joke, right? Roy Moore's a joke. The president's a joke.
But it's not a joke because they're forming policy that affects everybody.
No, of course.
In
but
a, in a
they'll
state
be gone.
In 2017 is going to elect that ass clown.
The system only lets you stay in for 8 years as president, right? Right? I mean, it's designed this way so that we can, you know, he'll be gone soon enough.
Like this
will only last four.
Only snowflakes are angry. We conservatives are totally fine with Senator Moore. Enjoy the show. Like,
yeah,
just that.
That's right.
That right there is just, it's sad. Whether, and like I said, I've been a conservative most of my life. Do you have no soul? Anyone that supports that man, and do you not just look at yourself fundamentally and say there's just some things that are right or wrong? And I don't know. Apparently the answer to that question is no, because, hey, you know, screw liberal snowflakes.
Have you seen, screw those liberal snowflakes. What's wrong with this country? I'm looking right at you, Will. Whoa. You've seen how good Tom Selleck looks lately?
Tom Selleck has always looked good.
Well, yeah, but didn't you think that maybe he was old and like he would resurface on a commercial and you'd be like, oh boy, Tom
Selleck.
Have
you seen like Blue Bloods? Looks like $1 million.
He's in that new old person ad. Like, have you seen that?
No, the AARP stuff?
Yeah, something like that.
No.
And he just looks like $1 million.
Tom Selleck doesn't age. And if he does age, he's doing that Benjamin Button thing. He's reversing. Like, he looks astounding.
All right, we got to go. That was too long. You went on far too long.
Sorry.
You're a jerk. Nobody wants to hear politics on sports radio.
Oh, believe me, here it comes now. I'm getting the...
Oh, yeah. They're going to be all over you.
I'm such a liberal snowflake.
You are such a snowflake. Where are your morals?
All you're missing is some glasses.
No. Well, I've got some.
Yeah.
That's true. You do.
I'm just not wearing them today.
You look stunning in them.
God, you look like such a...
Try to squint some more.
All right. Hey, Dennis Rodman thinks people want him to solve North Korea. Let's get into that political mess. How about that? We'll throw in some Dennis Rodman next on The Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
Sitting on a cloud of judgment, handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
Okay, now on to brighter news, North Korea. Because, you know. Hello?
Yes.
Are you awake over there?
I am awake over here. I was putting in my headphones.
I know, that can be hard.
I have small ears. Sometimes they don't fit in that well.
You have little tiny ears?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's strange. I have small...
You do have small ears.
I have small ears and I have small hands.
Do you think that by the time you're... well, how old are you? 38?
Yeah, I'll be 39. Next week.
So you're 38. Are you advertising your birthday?
No, I'm not.
Are you looking for... Are you fishing for birthday? Happy birthdays?
Clearly, that's what I am.
Yeah, isn't your birthday...
ice cream cake?
The 7th?
You 16? Don't need to worry about it. 17. I'm not fish for anything, but very soon I will be 39.
Which is it? 17th, right? Or 16th?
Wouldn't you like to know? I'm not fishing.
I think it's the 17th.
Somewhere this month, I will turn 39 years of age.
Do you think you'll have really long, saggy earlobes when you're 75?
I don't know, because my whole life, they've been disproportionate to my giant head.
Right.
Although, I'll tell you what, I think I'm shrinking.
I've never noticed this about you. You do have very small ears.
Yeah, one of the problems that I have is, like, with headphones is none of them fit inside my ears, like all the little earbuds. And so these are, like, one of the very few ones I found that I can kind of stick in there. But, like, I couldn't run or work out with these. I have to have ones that, like, hook around my ears. And... It's like when I do TV, they have those little ear pieces. None of those will fit into my ear canal. I have to find ones that are made for like the women reporters.
All right. Enough about your ears. Who cares about your ears?
But I'm telling you, they're not getting bigger. They're getting smaller. I'm shrinking. And so are my feet.
Well, yeah. I mean, old people, that's what happens.
Have your feet shrunk?
I don't think so.
Or have you been the same size like shoe?
I think I'm the same size shoe. I haven't bought shoes in a while, but...
My feet over the last 10 years have gotten a size to a size and a half smaller.
Huh.
And I don't know why. When I played, every shoe I had was at least a 14, and some of them were 15s. Now, 12 to 13. My feet are shrinking. I don't know what's going on.
That can't be good.
I don't know why that is, but now when I got like every pair of shoes that I owned from when I was probably 17 to, I don't know, 28 were all a size or two bigger than what I wear right now. Like I was a couple years ago, I would go to buy shoes and I would take a 14. I'm like, that's way too big. And so I started wearing 13s. And now on some shoes, I'm like, that 13's a little big. Maybe I should get a 12. It's the damnedest thing.
So Dennis Rodman is the self-described friend for life of the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I guess they really like Kim Jong-un is obsessed with like basketball in the 90s Bulls. And
if you want to watch something fascinating, watch the 30 to 45 minute Vice piece that they did filming Dennis Rodman behind the scenes in North Korea when he was over there. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's a whole thing.
Really good piece.
And Rodman's drunk the entire time.
Well, he's an alcoholic. We know that, right?
So they had to have, like, Charles Smith had to kind of take the reins of all the NBA guys over there.
Yeah, Rodman's got some issues. But anyway, Rodman says he knows what the man he calls the Marshal. That's what he calls Un or Kim Jong.
The Marshal.
He calls him the Marshal. He says he knows what the Marshal wants from the U.S. How about that? He's the only one in the world.
He is. The sad part is he probably has had more talks with him than just about any other American.
He probably does know what he wants. But he will only tell Donald Trump what that is.
So Trump has to meet
because, you know, he's buddies with Trump, too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because he was on that. He was on The Apprentice. Or is that the show? Yeah, The Apprentice.
The Apprentice.
He was on there.
I forgot about that.
Celebrity Apprentice.
I didn't see that one at all.
Could Dennis Rodman be the key?
The key to world peace?
He knows them both.
But is Donald going to stop calling him Little Rocket Man?
I don't know about that.
Can you imagine that sit down between those three?
Like
face to face with Kim Jong-un, and then like in the middle, like in a little referee outfit and probably a feather boa, a drunk, and I mean S-housed, Dennis Rodman.
With a vodka crayon.
You wrap your head around that for a second.
Rodman, the retired NBA bad boy, fresh from what he characterized as a humanitarian tour of Asia to promote peace with North Korea. You think it helped?
I'm going to say no, but, you know.
Hey, it's worth a shot. Wants the president to make him a special peace envoy to the country headed by the dictator Trump disdains as Little Rocket Man. He says, I've been trying to tell Donald since day one, come talk to me, man. I'll tell you what the Marshal wants more than anything. It's not even that much.
So he wants some American blue jeans and, I don't know, maybe some CDs, some good weed.
Could it also be possible that Dennis Rodman has been speaking through an interpreter to him, but the interpreter's just been giving him the wrong message the whole time?
Wouldn't that be great? The interpreter's just like unhinged and is just reading off whatever he wants. Yeah, how would Dennis Rodman ever know?
Yeah, I don't think Kim Jong-un speaks English. Yes, so how
all
the
he
hell
wants
do we
is
know?
A case of Cavassier and some Levi's.
And 350.
Dennis is like,
What's funny when I've watched a couple documentaries like on the fall of the wall and in Russia and all that, and the communist countries, and it was like all the people say that like when they started going over there for the first time, you know, before it came down, and like the first visitors to go over there and they allowed the first like concert to play, that they all thought they were going to be like kind of this like evil monster, like the Red Army, right? All these scary people. And they all say that they all just wanted like our jeans and shoes. Like that was like the biggest thing. I'm trying to remember, there was one I saw with Bon Jovi. There's one I saw with Billy Joel. There's a bunch of musicians that started going over there and were allowed to start playing right before kind of the fall of the collapse. And to a man, it was all the same story. Like they went over there and they were prepared to like hate everyone over there. And they said there was just a bunch of people that were excited about American stuff. They were like, we want your jacket. We want your jeans. Can I have your shoes? And that's all they wanted. Like if we just went over to North Korea with like a bunch of Gap jeans, I think we'd solve the crisis. Like they'd overthrow the government if we just gave them like some McDonald's and some jeans and maybe some comfortable shoes. Like, here you go.
I also wonder if they're getting some of our sitcoms from the past. Like they think that Seinfeld is in real time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's not going to be like that. That's, you got to go back further. You're talking like Family Ties.
Yeah.
Or maybe like Perfect Strangers.
Cheers.
Like Balky Bartokomis is like the biggest thing ever over there right now.
Yeah. They all think Christy Alley's really hot from Cheers.
Was Christy Alley ever hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Cheers.
Yeah, she was.
She really? Was super hot.
Absolutely.
So you,
you don't remember her being hot?
No, I don't remember Christy Alley being hot.
Very pretty.
Now, see, there you did it. You qualified it. Pretty? I didn't say pretty. Well, I said hot.
To me, it's, well, I mean.
No, no.
Christy Alley was hot in that
there's
way.
There's a difference
right,
between
stop.
Pretty and
Forget
hot.
Forget I said it. Hot.
She was hot in that way that, like, you could get her. Not hot in that way that, like, damn, I can't get her.
Like, just Google Christy Alley. Like,
gettable.
Because I saw her in, what's that movie, Summer School with Mark Harmon.
Oh, yeah.
And she plays the love interest. I got to tell you, Mark, I don't know what you, Mark Harmon could have been chasing much better. Like, I Googled Christy Alley Cheers.
I think it's Kirsty Alley.
Is it Kirsty?
Yeah.
Kirsty?
Yeah, she's got some good photos. Young photo. I mean, like, yeah, hot. No question.
But Google Cheers. Right. I don't think she was hot during the Cheers. Oh, yeah, the young photos.
Yeah.
Also notice that Woody Harrelson looks the exact same in Cheers as he does now. He just has hair.
Yeah.
We could talk about, we could do a whole segment on guys who haven't aged. Tom Selleck is one of them. And I saw Scott Wolf today. Scott Wolf?
Like the Party of Five kid?
Yeah. He was promoting something that he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He looks exactly the same as he did on Party of Five.
Really?
And he's probably my age by now, right? 45, somewhere near.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
He looks exactly the same.
Well, I'll be damned.
So
I feel
Rodman,
like Paul Rudd's that way, too. Look at Paul Rudd.
I don't think he's old enough yet.
Hadn't aged in like 20 years.
Rodman says, I think a lot of people around the world want me to just go see if I can do something.
What?
He's right about that.
Just that is like one of the most horrifying propositions is that Dennis Rodman has the ear.
Hey, there may be something
of
to
a
it.
Guy with launch codes.
Okay, what if Kim Jong-un just wants Seth Rogen and James Franco interview?
I think you make that deal.
Do you
right?
sacrifice them?
Yeah. You ever seen what is that, Inglourious Basterds?
Yeah.
He's like, you know, we make that deal. Damn good deal. Absolutely.
Can we throw in Michael Cera?
They can have him.
Yeah.
He can have that too.
Yeah. But if that's all he wanted, and you know what? I would miss James Franco.
He did SNL last week.
I'm pro James Franco.
I am too. And I'm pro Seth Rogen.
Yeah, I got no issue there. Have you ever seen This Is the End?
Yeah.
Criminally underrated movie.
Yeah, it's good.
I thoroughly enjoy that. Danny McBride. Although I don't know if I want to throw Danny McBride in there. I'd like to keep him back. I feel like one of those guys need to survive. But, you know, if you had to sacrifice two celebrities to end the tension with North Korea, don't you have to do it no matter who the celebrity is?
Well, they should probably step up.
Well, here's the question.
And go voluntarily.
Here's the question to you now.
If it were me, would I go?
You have to go over there and give yourself.
He says, I want
Isaac Rob. And I'll tell you what, I tear down the missiles, right? We're gonna loosen things up here. No more threats, no more missile launches. And you don't know what he's going to do to you.
Do I have to go?
You got
to
go.
I got to go, don't I?
That's my question.
I got to go.
Do you really, though?
No. I wouldn't go.
It's
big talk. There's no way.
It's a lot of big talk, but you're turning yourself over to that guy who knows.
Yeah.
It's not like it's just like if you're going to take a, I think it's one thing if you say, hey, you just may take a bullet,
well,
but
look,
you don't know how long you're going to be over there working in the sequin mines.
Right. Yeah. I don't think that anything's going to happen, like in terms of war with them.
Yeah.
I think it's just this giant standoff of idiots between him and Trump.
So you're not giving it up.
So I would be like, I don't think he's going to do anything anyway. Now, if you told me that nuclear war was imminent, I got to think about that.
But still, you said you got to think about it. It doesn't mean you're going to do it.
I would consider it.
Giving yourself up like that, that's a pretty ballsy movie that we all want to believe that we're the hero that jumps on the grenade. But
I know.
I think a lot of us are waiting for the...
A lot of big talk. Read a book called... We've talked about it on the show before, but that was many years ago. Read a book called Escape from Camp 18.
Yeah. I thought it was...
Is it 17? 13?
You told me about that, and I checked it out from the library. It is...
Escape from Camp 14.
Okay.
Read that book.
It is.
If you want to know what's really going
horrific.
On in North Korea, read that book. It is. It really is bad.
So would you do it if you could, like, free the people?
Yeah. See, now you're piling on. Now see that.
Do I get per diem while I'm there?
Yes, probably.
Because that's important. I got to eat.
I think you lose some hands and feet. And by the way, we'll get to the feet story. Have you seen the Canada
feet?
Have you seen the Canada foot story?
Have
you seen what's going on in Canada?
That was such a squirrel moment. Can we finish this first?
Well, it involves feet. We were talking about feet.
So would you go?
I'd like to say that I would.
Nuclear war imminent, and you can free the brainwashed people, the brainwashed masses.
Everyone's got.
All he wants is
everyone's got to die. Don't you got to? You got to Bruce Willis the S out.
You'd
of
be
that.
A hero.
Yeah.
You'd go down in lore.
Yeah.
And that's important to you. I know.
Again, I like in my mind, I'd like to say that I would go, but yeah,
it's a hard one.
It's because I got to leave I got kids, and you got to leave
you
the
do
kids.
Have kids, but you'd be a hero.
So,
like,
but they
kids.
Will drop the nuke if I don't go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard. And then everybody knows that it was my fault then, right?
Pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah, like, how are you going to, he's got a good point. Yeah. Like, how are you going to live then if
you
don't go?
Guy?
And everybody knows, like, hey, man.
Yeah. Like, by the way, like, a million people died because you were too much of a coward.
But let's put it this way. There's no guarantee a million people die, but, you know, you're going to escalate a potential nuclear war if you don't go. Put it that way.
Again, I think we're all going to say we're going to go, but when push comes to shove, I think there's a lot of cowards. I think there's a lot of people waiting in the back.
Okay, we got to go. Here's Will with sports.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
I'm going to kick some butt in the traffic truck on the road. I'm going to kick some ass in the rise. I'm going to kick a little ass. Rock, flag, and eagle.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double sun power!
Okay, where were we? Feet news? Is that what you wanted to do?
Yeah. Have you seen what's going down in Canada? Or I guess I should say what's going up in Canada? A 13th human foot washed up on Canada's west coast.
Yeah, okay.
So I guess over the last handful of years, these feet keep washing up on the shores of western Canada. And there's a whole... They've got a little map if you go and look up the story. Mm-hmm. Not only do they have the little map, but they have the actual shoes in which they are turning up. So it's not just a foot. It's feet in shoes.
Feets.
And the weird part is, as I was reading through the story... The Canadian government doesn't suspect foul play, nor do they think that they're all related. And then no one gives an explanation for why.
This is an old story, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been going on for a number of years. But this is now officially the 13th foot that has washed up on the Canadian shore. And my question to you is, what the hell's going on in British Columbia that no one thinks that 13 individual feet washing up on shore is not a big deal? Where are these feet coming from?
Well,
why does it keep happening?
Don't they say that they could be from Asia?
I don't know. Why are Asians?
Tsunami.
Why are Asians losing feet?
But well, because a lot of people died in the tsunami.
But this has been going on for a number of years. This was going on even before the tsunami hit.
Oh. That blows my theory.
Yes, our early analysis suggests these are human remains and that we will do further investigation and testing in the coming weeks, but we do not suspect foul play, nor do we think that they're all related. So that kind of would rule out the tsunami thing, because even if you said it was a tsunami, they would all be related. They're saying they're not related and it's not foul play. Why are feet washing up?
Is there something about feet? Never mind. I'm not going to say that.
The coroner's service said that the previous 12 feet were all human. They expect this one to be too. And they claim that 8 of them...
They're not monkey feet?
No, they're not lucky feet. They identified
monkey feet.
They have identified 8 of them, and they determined that they belong to 6 individuals. No foul play was involved in those cases, according to the coroners.
Wait,
although it did not say how they arrived at that conclusion.
There are 13 feet belonging to 6 people?
Yes.
Fascinating. That's the story. Who had 3 feet?
Well, they said they've identified 8 of the feet, and they belong to 6 individuals.
Damn it, I thought I cracked the code.
But they said, I need more when it says no foul play was involved.
They're obviously people that died, like, on a, it's one of those, they're like, they probably died at sea. They're out on a ship or something that sank, or the tsunami, or it's like, you know.
The 13th foot also could have been made up of other parts of foots that had been deconstructed.
They're so vague that none of it makes any sense to me.
Look, I think it's one of those things where it's like, all right.
Then why won't they just say it?
Say what?
So when pressed on it, the coroner's service would not say how they arrived at the conclusion that no foul play was suspected, and they didn't further investigate. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police also went on to say that they will look into any possible matches to missing persons, but they don't believe anything.
That's all they could do.
And but here's the thing: when pressed why so many feet have washed up in British Columbia, or why this keeps happening, the coroner spokesman said, "I'm not able to speak to that reason." There's something going on that they're not telling us.
That is interesting.
The Sweet Feet Strangler.
Going on in Canada.
I thought
someone's
maybe
chopping off feet.
Well, I thought maybe they were just going to say, "Hey, look, the ocean is a very large and mysterious place, and sometimes
not 13 times.
You know, there's a lot of stuff floating around out there."
Then why isn't it floating up on the Oregon coast? 13 feet on one coast is way too many. And then they also said this.
That's true.
There's no reason to believe that those cases were connected in any way. And then when they pressed him, he said, once again, not able to speak on that. Twice in the same article with logical questions, he dropped, "I'm not able to speak on that." Why not? You know where these feet are coming from. We're not being told something.
Do you think it's Putin?
He's just chopping off feet and lobbing them over.
Sending us a message.
Well, that would go the other way, though.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This story really has some legs.
Wrong coast.
I'm going to put that one up on the scoreboard.
Does have some legs and feet. I just think it's interesting.
So they're clearly, basically now based on off of them being vague, like Dave Bartu going downtown, that they're clearly related. They just don't want to scare everyone.
Exactly. Something's going on. You're telling me that over like 7 years, if 13 feet washed up on the Oregon coast, someone wouldn't be like, "Yeah, I'm not buying this whole no foul play and you don't want to talk about how this is happening." We would ask questions, but apparently up to our brothers to the Great White North, everyone's just like, I guess.
Well, it's like, why wouldn't the feet, you know, decay like the rest of the body?
Well, they are decaying. That's why, I mean, there's
But why the, but where are the rest of the
feet?
Where... I'm sorry, what?
They're fresh feet. They fresh?
Yeah, they're fresh feet.
They're not fresh feet. They're in shoes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah,
Where are the
foot keeps washing up in shoes.
Do they know if there's a brand of shoe that's consistent?
No,
they're Asics.
I'm looking here, and I do see there is an Asic pair right here.
New Balance.
Foot number 3 was an Asic shoe.
Where are the bodies?
It's a nice loafer.
you know what? I'm not seeing a loafer here. Mostly, believe it or not, tennis shoes. Lot of tennis shoes, although I do see a boot.
So maybe it was somebody who murdered runners and then just chopped their feet off and said, "The hell with it. Out to the sea with you."
I just think it's pretty suspicious. If I was up in Canada and I'm walking my dog and I found a foot, I'm not buying this whole "let's not worry about it and don't pay any attention here, nothing to see." No, 13 feet in a couple years, that's too many feet. 3 or 4, I'm fine with. But 13, and here's the question, do you poke the foot?
Yeah, you take it home.
No.
Because we've had this debate. Rop wouldn't poke to see if it was a head. What do you do if it's a foot?
It's clearly a head. It's clearly a foot.
You just leave that be?
Well, you call the cops.
And be like, "Hey, by the way, there's a foot."
That's not normal. But around there, maybe it is normal. They're like, "Oh, there's another foot."
I guess. Like, if 14 washes up, does anyone even blink? Or they're like, "Yeah, whatever. Another foot. They told me not to worry about it."
All right. Well, once again, John will get no time.
Yeah, we got caught up in feet.
We'll be right back on The Fan.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanik on 1080 The Fan. Broad at the shoulder and narrow at
the hip. And everybody, we have once again left you no time, sir.
Well, that's kind of what happens sometimes. I'm used to it. It's all good.
Well, we got caught up in talking about severed feet washing up on the Canadian shores.
Yeah, here's my one. That's another reason to never leave the country. Is stuff like that goes on when you go to a foreign land. But my question to you fine gentlemen is, do you think there's one person with the Canadian police that's been assigned to be go deal with washed up feet guy? And if so, is he tired of it already?
It's a good question.
Yeah, there's probably an investigator on it.
Yeah, there's probably a guy that's in charge of the feet case, but apparently he doesn't care because every time one washes up, he's like, "What?
Yeah,
no foul play, and we're moving on."
I wonder this guy says,
and that's kind of, go ahead.
Well, I was going to read you a text that this guy's onto something. He says, I think what you need to do is look for the 6.5 people in BC walking around with no feet.
I was just thinking, like, there's no like crack staff of detectives on this. There has to be like Jim gets the whole foot file is on Jim's desk. And when they take a call, they just forward it over to Jim and he doesn't care anymore. So it just sits there. I don't think he's actually investigating.
Yeah.
He's like, no one's complaining. Right. No one's reported a foot missing.
Tell him it's not connected. Cashing paychecks.
I'm moving on.
Everything's good.
I just feel like 13 feet is too many. It's too many to be a coincidence.
This guy says a foot in a shoe would be the last thing eaten by fish and would float due to the rubber. Interesting.
It still doesn't explain why there's dead bodies just floating around in the ocean.
They were eaten.
By what?
Fish.
Why were they in the ocean?
They died in a...
Where did they come from?
They died there.
Exactly. This is my point. There's dead bodies floating around in Canada, and no one seems to care.
It's the ocean. A lot of people die out there.
Yeah, there's no rules out there. It just stuff happens. You can't regulate what goes on in the ocean.
Right.
By definition, stuff goes on out there.
Yeah, you can't chalk up every body or foot or hand that is washed up. You can't.
I love how we've reached the point now.
You can't trace that. It's the ocean. It's vast. A lot of people have died out there. As a matter of fact, I'm surprised it's only 13 feet.
I think the police are going to start finding feet on land, and they're going to take them to the beach, throw them out into the ocean, let them wash on shore, and then they don't have to deal with them.
That's a good point. Like, hey, guys, I got a severed hand here. No, you don't. Back you go. It's going to become the new message in a bottle, right? It's hucking a hand out in the ocean.
Good times. All right, we got to go. Bye.
See ya.
See ya. All right, Tuesday night. Not a good TV night.
No.
I don't like Tuesday.
Go see a movie. It's a cheap movie night.
Yeah, no thanks.
Edge drink then.
Great call.
There you go.
They
need it after this if Roy Moore goes to the Senate.
We are back tomorrow. Yeah, if you want the latest. Ooh. Wow. 50.8, Roy Moore. 47.8, Doug Jones.
70% in.
We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
Good to hear your voice.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.